Yo, what's up, self-care squad? Riley Hart here, your resident life guru with a side of sass. We're diving into something real today. Emotional triggers, those little landmines in your mind that can send you spiraling faster than a TikTok dance trend. Ever felt like someone just pressed your emotional panic button out of nowhere? Like your best friend suddenly ditches you for that new group, or a mean comment on a picture throws you off for the entire day? Yeah, we've all been there. It's 2023, and being emotionally resilient is basically a superpower in this chaotic world. So, buckle up because I'm about to drop some truth bombs, no sugarcoating here, just straight up survival tips for your mental game. First things first, let's get real. Emotional triggers are like those annoying pop-ups on your phone that you can't seem to close. They appear out of nowhere, hijack your brain, and throw your whole vibe off. You know that feeling when someone brings up a past experience? Or a certain topic sends you spiraling? Then, trigger activated. But here's the thing, triggers aren't just random acts of emotional chaos. They usually stem from something deep inside you, some unfinished business from childhood, a painful memory, or maybe even insecurities you're still working through. Think of it like this. Your brain is wired to protect you, so when it senses something that could be harmful, it throws up these defense mechanisms, your emotional triggers. Now, before you start freaking out and thinking you're permanently doomed to emotional rollercoaster rides, hear me out. You can totally learn to manage these triggers and even turn them into opportunities for growth. It's like leveling up in a video game. Once you understand the mechanics, you can strategize your way through it. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those emotional landmines. 1. Recognize your triggers. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to what sets you off. Is it certain people, places, or situations? Maybe it's a specific word or phrase that throws you for a loop. Once you know your triggers, you can start to prepare yourself. Think of it like knowing the boss battle strategy in a video game. You're mentally prepped and ready to face whatever comes your way. 2. Challenge your thoughts. When a trigger hits, don't just react. Take a step back and challenge those negative thoughts that pop into your head. Are they really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? Remember, your brain often plays tricks on you, especially when it's stressed. So, be your own therapist for a minute and question those negative narratives. It's like hitting the pause button on your emotional response before things escalate. 3. Find healthy coping mechanisms. Don't just ignore or suppress your feelings. That's like trying to hold back a tsunami with your bare hands. Find healthy ways to deal with your emotions, like exercise, journaling, talking to a trusted friend, listening to music, or practicing mindfulness. It's about finding those chill-out techniques that work for you and building them into your daily routine. 4. Set boundaries. You don't have to subject yourself to situations that trigger you. Learn to say no, walk away from drama, and protect your emotional well-being. Think of it like choosing the right filter on Instagram. You control what people see and how they perceive you. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Dealing with emotional triggers is a process, not a switch that flips overnight. There will be good days and bad days, so don't beat yourself up when things get tough. Remember, you're human, and it's okay to feel your feelings. Let's talk real talk. Remember that time you were scrolling through Instagram and saw someone living their best life? Maybe you felt a pang of envy or insecurity. Boom, trigger activated. That feeling is totally valid, but what matters is how you choose to respond. Instead of spiraling into negative thoughts, try shifting your perspective. Instead of comparing yourself to others, celebrate their success and focus on your own journey. You're not in competition with anyone else, you're running your own race. And trust me, there's something super empowering about that. So remember, 1. Know your triggers. Like a good detective, investigate those emotional red flags. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't let negative self-talk run the show. You're in charge of your mind. 3. Find healthy coping mechanisms. Stress is inevitable. Find what works for you to chill out and recharge. 4. Set boundaries. Protect your peace. Your emotional well-being is a priority. Say no to drama and yes to self-care. 5. Be kind to yourself. You're doing the best you can in a crazy world. Give yourself some credit. Now go out there and slay those triggers like the badass Gen Z superstar you are. Hit me up in the DMs with your thoughts, tag this episode on TikTok, or stitch it with your own take. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Let's make self-care our Rex the go-to podcast for all things mental wellness. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.